the Senate Associated Students to order on Wednesday, November 16th at 5:31 p.m. Moving to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Texera.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Chu.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Absence excused.
Senator Coopy.
Present.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Eschenbaugh.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson?
Present.
Senator T. Jackson?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Absence excused.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator Kohler?
Present.
Senator McAvalu?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Taylor?
Present.
Senator Yorkity?
Present.
All right, quorum is present.
All right, moving to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Senator Green?
Hey, I just wanted to get a general public consensus. A couple of sentences ago, I talked about the gift, the wish tree, and ASU1 actually does its own. And I know President Boone and his staff will be doing the gift tree and buying a gift for the child. So I just wanted to read two quick children who ask for gifts and see if the boys and the girls can send it to each go for these or help with this. So Adrian, he's 4 years old, he's a boy. It says he needs shoes, clothes, and sweaters, and then for toys, for what he wants, is he toys, a monster truck, or a scooter. And then for Kayla, she's a girl, she's 7 years old, she needs socks, pants, and a winter coat, and then she wants stuffed animals or a tea set. So they're really expensive things, and I was just hoping that the girls would buy for the girls, and then the boys would buy for the boys, so would you guys be interested in doing that?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
A good straw poll who would be interested. Yeah, so we'll talk about it after
the meeting. Yeah, just talk to me after the meeting and we'll talk about getting it set up.
All right, is there any other public comment? All right, moving to agenda item 7A, President of the Associated Students. There you go.
So I mentioned this in oversight, but myself, Speaker Texera, Speaker Pro Tem Jackson, and Senator Green, and really anyone else that wants to be a part of it, are going to be writing a resolution in support of improving service learning opportunities on campus in a variety of different ways. We were originally just going to write one that was pretty general, just telling administration that we want more service learning opportunities. Instead, we met with Sandy and decided that we want to actually incorporate multiple strategies that we as students can implement for service learning. So look forward to that in the next couple of months. It's going to be a big resolution, so it's not going to be hitting the table anytime soon. An update on hydration stations. I actually just heard from Michael about 30 minutes before this meeting. He sent me a list of all the academic buildings on campus that don't currently have a water station, and it turns out there's actually only 4 on campus. The Center for Molecular Medicine, Davidson Math and Science, Pennington Med, and Fleischman Ag. So that is not with... That's completely within our means of actually making that happen. So if you guys know that those buildings might actually have one, I don't know how accurate their stats are. Senator Berrigan.
Oh, Senator Berrigan.
Good question. Is there one LME or LMR? I've never seen it, ever.
What's that building?
Laxall Mineral Engineering and Laxall Mineral Research.
There is a very good chance there's not. I just completely based that off of the list that I just got, but I don't even know if Black Salt was on his list, so I can double check with that one. Speaker Texera even mentioned that there may be more buildings on that camp on that list that aren't there, so I'm going to focus on these 4 buildings right now, and then I'll talk to Michael to see if we can get a more in-depth list. And I might even go do a lap around campus myself and see what's in each building. But this Friday, a small task force is meeting up to clean up the SAS, like I mentioned last week. If any of you have any recommendations you would like to send to me before then, please do. Your help is greatly appreciated because you guys read the SAS almost every couple days, so please let me know if you have anything you think needs cleaned up. Deputy Chief of Staff Upton and I met with the Reno Aces and the 1868 Football Club yesterday to talk about being Pac friendly and ways that we can get more students to their games and whatnot and be a part of that Reno culture. So they're going to come back with us. They're going to discuss what student discounts they're willing to offer before they claim to be a Pac friendly business. So we have that to look forward to. And last week, the NSA meeting, Nevada Student Alliance, passed a resolution unanimously in support of improving accessibility at all NSHE institutions. So Director Rojas and most likely Speaker Pro Tem Jackson, in partnership with anyone else that wants to be a part of it, will be writing a resolution tailored to our university specifically, modeled after that NSA resolution, so that we can let administration know how important that actually is to us, as well as the Board of Regents, as well as our state legislators now. So that's all I've got for you. I don't think I have anyone's report. Let me double check.
Does anyone have any questions for him? What is it for Senator Smith?
Just if you happen to do it, was there any chance with the TEDx tickets that we could possibly get them rolled out or something?
Yes, I immediately emailed Dr. Simmons after you mentioned that to me. We are going to be selling them in the Wolf Shop. How it's going to work is basically we sold 400 student tickets last year. In an effort to not put the burden on ASUN, we're going to buy them in blocks of 100 and sell them in the Wolf Shop. That way we don't end up with a bunch of leftover tickets. Casey is currently working out the details on that for buying a block of 100 tickets, which would cost us $3,000, so we want to make sure that we're getting that revenue back. So once that's official, we can start publicizing that they'll be sold to the Wolf Shop. But yeah, that was a great idea. Thank you for that. Director Lawton is going to be starting that marketing campaign. I would especially like all the College of Business senators to take the picture with the Red X. I think a lot of this stuff for TEDx goes through the College of Business, so it would be good to have all of you guys on that. But I do have a report from Director Lawton. I'm taking pictures of Kylie Rowe and Jake Pereira with the Red X on Monday and with others on the list later next week. Maggie and I are currently writing a BuzzFeed-style article about the healthiest restaurants in Reno for the PacFit webpage. I wrote Noah's Senator Spotlight feature, but due to technical problems with the blog, I was not able to post it today. Raul helped me to resolve the issue, and it will be posted on the Wednesday following Thanksgiving. And that is all she's got.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Moving to agenda item 7C, Chief of Staff Sebastian.
Hello, guys. So this last week, myself and Senator Bradley were able to meet with programmer Mason on behalf of Blue Crew to discuss the It's On Us game that we're trying to do, and we decided on a women's basketball game, so she can discuss more on that. I contacted and got us a university representative for It's On Us, so we're going to be working with this woman named Erin, and she is really helping us with all this data behind the survey that we're doing for It's On Us and the pledge for taking the pledge for It's On Us. So all the people that have already filled that out, she will be sending all of that information our way, and we hope to work with them more. And what they're going to be doing is making it so that all of our events are nationally recognized, so we send those into them, and then they post all of that information on their websites for us as well. I have the PacFit meeting today, so we talked about different brand ambassadors for the program, and then I also have a meeting coming up with Director Hurdle to discuss Mackey Week and our plans for the Mackey Endowment Banquet that we'll be having in the spring. That's all I worked on in the past week.
Any questions? All right, thank you.
Perfect, thank you.
Is Deputy Chief Staff?
He's Deputy.
All right. Director Blue Crew, Kevin Bezek. Programmer Mason.
How's it going, everybody? Pretty quick report here. So next Monday and Tuesday, we're doing our events for BUNLV, and they're pretty similar to each other. On Monday, we'll be giving out Raising Cane's in front of Joe at, I think the Cane's is getting there at 1. And then we'll be handing out our t-shirts there, too, and also our tickets for the UNLV game that we bought for everybody. We bought 45, and that should be enough because, you know, out of the students concentrated that, you know, are from Las Vegas, for whatever percentage of them are actually going to go to the game. So we'll be giving those tickets out Monday and Tuesday, and then Tuesday we'll be out there probably handing out hot chocolate around the same time. That's really all we could do for the UNLV wait because it's Thanksgiving break and everybody's going home early, so we didn't really want to, spend too much of our resources before basketball season. And lastly, speaking with Chief of Staff Atienza, we will do those two basketball games in February, I believe, and they'll have more information on that, but it should be a good time. We're looking forward to it.
I believe it was the Boise State game at home for men and the Air Force game at home for the women.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, any questions? Senator Green?
Do you know when your next meeting is?
Next week.
Is Director Long here?
I think I have his report, actually.
Okay, make sure to check your agendized times for the planning hearings that are this Friday. And Saturday, you will find them online. Since nothing was passed over the course of the last few weeks, make sure to send proxies for the President and Treasurer if they cannot make it. This has to be done 24 hours in advance of the start of the funding hearing. I will be asking you to sit in public comment if you serve as an officer for ASUN and as the president or treasurer or proxy for your organization in this hearing. The app will still be heard. The difference is that it will be presented by one person rather than two. With this being said, it would be of your best interest to have the second person representing the organization be someone out of ASUN. That way we don't run into more complications. Remember, we aren't trying to be the bad guys. The commission is trying to look out for the public perception of ASUN.
So basically, they can already do what they wanted to do with that legislation, right? Mm-hmm. They already have that power.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Moving to agenda item 7K, Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Gabriel Ross.
Sweet. So obviously, it's International Education Week. I know you guys did your spoke with constituents today. How do you guys feel that?
It went well.
For those of you guys who don't know, there's going to be a DACA event next week. I can't remember the exact same date, but it's in regards to what's going to happen for our DACA students here on campus, because we do have some, and they also count towards Hispanic population that we have on campus. So it's super important that we stay informed on what their situation is with the new president-elect, just because since they do count towards that number, and we're so close to becoming a Hispanic-serving institution, that might be affected. Night of All Nations is Friday. I hope to see most of you guys there. It's an event that the International Club is going to host, and we're also sponsoring it. So, and then just like how President Boone said, I'm going to be working on the resolution for accessibility on campus with President Jackson and whoever else wants to work on that. But I wanted to pitch a quick idea over to you guys, just something I've been getting a lot of feedback on. I mentioned the Diversity Summit a couple of weeks ago to you guys and how the university in different parts of the university are partnering to do that. I've essentially gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of staff and people I've been asking to be on my GRI committee that why don't we combine the events, because essentially we're targeting the same people, except for the Diversity Summit is targeting faculty and staff, and during the GRI conference we'd be targeting students. So essentially a lot of the feedback that I've gotten is that if we were to just combine the two events and we were to continue targeting students and they were to continue targeting whoever they're going after, we'd be able to make it a really big event where students and faculty and staff would all be able to get the same trainings and all that stuff.
Are there any questions? Senator Gordon?
So was the point of this summit and the faculty event to inform and training at that point?
Yes. It's also, just a safe space for students. It's a place to learn. What we don't want either conferences to be is a place where we change people's minds, because that changes a lot of, the vibe of the conference and everything. But essentially, it's to inform, ensure students
have a question? Any more questions? All right, thanks.
Moving to agenda item 7M, Chief Justice Samuel Lucado.
Hey guys.
Just
a quick update. I'll keep it short. We're going to have a speaker coming in this Friday, Gary Cardinal, from the General Counsel for the University, and he's going to be talking about what higher education law is and also a little bit about his time serving as a pro temp judge down in Vegas. That's going to be at 3 o'clock in the Kaiser Conference Room of the Knowledge Center. It's going to go from 3 to 4. Other than that, we have an open meeting at 4:15 on Friday as well. We always like to see people in the public comment. It usually gets pretty packed, so might want to come early. Other than that, I think that's about it. Nick?
Just to add to that, I made the agenda for Friday, and that was kind of cool learning how to do that.
Awesome. Any questions, Senator Schwab?
I'm trying to find it, but we all received an email about someone coming from UNLV's law school.
Yes. So the Dean of Admissions from UNLV Boyd School of Law will also be coming to an event. It is going to be in room 320 of the Joe tomorrow night at 7. Please don't quote me for that. Check the ASU on Facebook page. And one other thing I forgot to update everyone with is we do have an open associate justice position, so I highly encourage you guys to share that information with your constituents and tell them to apply. That will be closing next Friday.
Bring that up. I don't know if it's too late to see if you could also attend Friday. I don't know if that would be even on this.
To attend Friday?
Yeah, the higher education law program as well. So maybe not. That probably would have worked out.
I'm sorry, I should ask you about the higher education law.
Oh, yeah, you guys are all welcome to attend. Is that a question?
Having the dean for Sam Boyd Law.
Oh.
That would probably be too late.
Yeah, they're actually flying down tomorrow and flying out.
Oh, okay.
But that is something we can look into in the future to have Dean of Admissions coming in and maybe doing a potentially smaller scale law school fair or have talks with them about their institution. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Moving into agenda item 7N, Speaker Pro Tem Hannah Jackson.
So not last week, but 2 weeks ago, we had Senator Jordan and Senator Krupe both do presentations, one on parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order, and the other one on how to write legislation. And all the interns over the past 2 weeks have been working on their own pieces of mock legislation, which we'll see tonight, which is super exciting. And also tonight, we're having all the committee chairs do a little presentation on their committees, their responsibilities, what they do, and other projects that we're working on. So excited for tonight's meeting. If you guys would like to come, we would love to have you there.
Are there any questions? All right, and for myself, I am going to be on the task force on Friday to do to look over the SAS and make the changes that Attorney General Tedford suggested. We're going to start pretty early in the morning, around 8 or 9, and I'm also working on a bill with President Boone and Senator Green to talk about civic learning initiatives that we came up with Director Rodriguez the other day. And then I also, in talks with Helena from scheduling at the Joe, want to look into a usage policy between students and outside groups. So I'll be working with Director Price or Chuck Price at the Joe with that one. Are there any questions? All right, moving to an item 8A, report of the Chair on the Committee of Academics, Senator Anderson.
We're meeting tomorrow, moving on with the pre-directing committee and the roles and contacting the
Any questions? All right, moving to agenda item 8B, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Smith.
So Friday at our meeting, we'll be doing some interviews and also we'll be seeing a piece of legislation regarding purchasing my university flight for downtown Reno businesses out of our capital ground.
Are there any questions? Alright, we're going to move back into agenda item 7, J, Director of Legislative Affairs from Charles, today we have Mr. Sharp with us.
Thank you.
everybody doing today? So it's going to be quick. I just got a few things to tell you guys about. One, we're still looking for a projects director. So if you guys know anyone that's interested in serving legislative affairs, please send them our way. We'd like to have a completed team by the the end of this semester. So just, anybody, send them away. Right now, we're currently discussing potential legislation with President Boone and Vice President Springmeier, and we'll let you guys know more as we know more. And then lastly, we're developing a schedule for the Wolfpack Smart Talks for all of next semester. We're going to have one more this semester, and it's going to be basically a reunion of all of the officials who just got elected. We're going to bring them to the university and just basically have them there to speak to the students, ask any questions, or answer any questions, and just make it known what they're there to do, what their plan is for the next 4 or 2 years, whatever they're serving. Do you guys have any questions?
Senator T. Jackson?
For the project director application, do you know a date when that's closing? Or?
I actually don't know that.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Director Beattie, do you know when it closes?
Yeah. I just want to say sorry for not sending the email yet. I've been really swamped with my terms.
Are you still going to send it?
Yeah.
Speaker President Jackson.
When will the committee be presenting to the Committee on Public Affairs on different BDRs?
So much. Moving now into agenda item 8C, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Green.
So the educational program that I've been working on with Senator Henderson is coming along perfectly. My intern, awesome intern, also helped a lot, so thank you, Dustin. I'm passing around the basic setup for it for those who haven't gotten it yet. So if you haven't gotten it, just take one and pass it down. That way I think most of the people in that have got it. Other than that, I met with, so more on that, so we're trying to get the basketball players to come, but during the month of March, it's March Madness, and Director Muth was like, it'll be impossible to get them, but he did say that the women's basketball team has a little bit more free time, so I'm hoping that we can get them there for one day, just do a really good awesome community service event. Other than that, I was asked to do if we could possibly accommodate 3 schools, and I'll be talking to the interns that are about that to see if they want to do a project. So I think it's going to be really cool. Other than that, does anybody have any questions about that specific program? Okay, so then also I met with Chris Parcher today about the Martin Luther King Week, about the week of service. This week is going to take place the second week of next semester, just because MLK Day is in the middle of winter break. I'll be helping design a bunch of programs that for the students to go and engage on different places of the campus that week. So I look forward to bringing that back to the Senate program and possibly helping the Senate for help, asking all of Senate for help. Other than that, finally, I emailed back Stacey Muse, and we're meeting not this Monday, but the Monday back from Thanksgiving to talk about some more all things civic engagement. So I'm super excited about that. And then check GivePulse for some more volunteer events, guys.
Are there any questions? All right, moving to agenda item 8D, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Cohen.
Yeah, so we have lots of bills on this week's agenda. And we're also assigning liaisons to different committees to go over the restructure of their committee. So if you're on my committee, be thinking about if you want to talk to a specific committee chair or the body as a whole to see where they want to take it. Keep in mind, I'll remind you on Friday, but keep in mind, we're trying to make each committee more pertinent to Senate and less programming.
All right, any questions? Okay, moving into agenda item 8E, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Shabon.
So we had the Veterans Luncheon last week, and it was really successful. We had about 120 people attend compared to between 50 and 60 years past, so we doubled the size this year. We also had about 10 faculty members, and some of them even came from the Redfield campus to attend.
attend the event, so it was really cool to see our students and faculty bonding together. And now that that's over, on Monday we'll have sort of like a hits and miss and solutions session to include in our binder for next year. So if anyone was able to attend or heard things about it, feel free to text me or email me with anything that you see fit. And then we will start to work with Ledge Affairs on looking at policies that will affect students for the next legislative session.
Any questions for Senator Archambault? All right, moving to agenda item 8F, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Bradley.
So we had cocoa with the constituents today. It was a really great way for us to get rid of some of that hot chocolate and the cups in our office. We are down to only 1.5 boxes of hot chocolate now, which is great. It was a really great experience for those of you that went. We got to talk to a lot of students about just kind of reminding people about like what ASC went and does. We didn't have a whole lot of complaints. We didn't have a whole lot of people, you know, in an uproar or anything, but we had them more of just like, oh, I didn't realize you guys did that, or oh, I didn't realize we even had that service on campus. So it was more of like an educational tool, which I thought was really a good stepping stone to just kind of reminding students that, you know, you're paying that $5 per credit fee, like this is where it goes. It's not just for, you know, big concerts or, you know, clubs getting money. It's for like some really great programs that we put on as well. Moving on from that, we met with Blue Crew, and those games Noah already said are going to be the game against Boise for the boys and the game against the Air Force for the girls. We're going to be talking more with athletics about kind of what that looks like at the game, kind of how they do their themed nights, and if there's like a certain protocol. But yeah, most of my updates got already kind of hit, so yeah, that's all I really got. All
right, any questions? Moving into item 8G, Chair Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, Senator Blair.
So our fall safety forum will be not tomorrow, it'll be on Friday from 5:30 to 7:45 in the BAS conference room in the KC, that's room 305, if any of you are interested in attending that. And then for the hard waiver insurance, because there's too much information that we can't really research ourselves, and we want to do a survey for the students that may have been too invasive, we're going to actually look at writing a resolution to have the research department on campus look into all those so that they can ask students the questions and they can ask the different departments. So that's kind of what we're looking at for the hard waiver insurance, just so that a future Senate session has a lot of information that they can deal with. Insurance is going to change a lot in the next couple of years, so it's a little bit too early for us as a Senate body to make a decision on that.
Are there any questions? Okay, moving to my own personal report. I already kind of touched on this, but, well, I haven't touched on this at all, but the office hours will not be due next week. They will be due the following week. I just didn't think it was really fair to have you guys be here for like probably 2.5 days and expect you guys to get office hours in. So they'll be due the week after Thanksgiving. Are there any questions? All right. Moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Okay, moving to agenda item 18A, WTF Nevada. So the reason why I'm skipping the bill is because I misagendized. I put the Senate agenda in the oversight spot online and the oversight agenda in the Senate spot. But we can touch on the bill next time we have the meeting, and we have to make a ton of adjustments to it, so we're not missing out on anything. But WTF Nevada, the oversight, or the speakers task force, we met last week. It was only 2 people, and it was really informational for the people that aren't in ASUN, so I could like describe to them what WTF Nevada is and tell them what we want out of their voice and their decision-making. the representative from Lombardi actually had a ton of ideas, so I'm super excited that he's there. He really just wants us to reach out to students that feel like ASUN only cares about a certain population on campus, and he had a lot of ideas to do that. So I'm super excited for the speakers task force. We are going to meet this Friday at 4, if you guys want to come. Yeah, are there any questions about that? Senator Berrigan, have we had any updates about WTF Nevada?
Other than, I was just honestly waiting on the results from the task force, and I am glad we're fixing the bill. I have no update.
Series D Senate reports. So we're going to do reports. We're not going to have Senate next week, so just kind of give me an update on what you're going to be working on for the break and what I should expect from you coming back from Thanksgiving break. And if we want to start with Senator Chu.
Okay. So I'm going to be meeting with resources and getting some more information about the student debt program. I hope to do a draft resolution supporting them sometime soon, but it's going to be hard to do until I get all the information I need for them. I'm also going to be working with the counseling center soon to see what they need from us. I have a meeting with Christopher Chadwick there tomorrow.
All right. Senator Taylor?
So I just finished up a meeting with Nick Winter and Dr. B regarding the NSERG, and we made a lot of changes to the NSERG portion of SAS. Coming back winter break, I was just at a presentation for the American Museum Society, and the president expressed his concerns that he heard that Senate is talking about getting rid of the ELC, so I was probably a little bit more into where he heard that, or if there was some sort of change regarding that. But I told him I haven't heard anything about that. But
so we agree.
Can you confirm on what ESC? We're talking about the
Engineering Leadership Council.
All right. All right. Never mind. Sorry. Okay.
Are there any questions for Senator Taylor? All right. Senator Cook.
So I've been in contact with Jake Thomas for getting Uber out to the Fall Safety Forum this week. So I've just been talking to him about that, and then I'm going to help draft up some legislation to update the Constitution for the University Affairs.
All right. Senator Yuki?
So I got in contact with my liaison to admissions to the state business. Yeah, nothing really came out of that yet, but I told him if he ever needs anything or if we ever need anything from him to contact me. On top of that, last week in the University Affairs Committee, I brought up a cool idea that one of my constituents gave to me, and we could probably do it for Health Week. It's a nonprofit group. This lady that's based in Carson City, and what she does is basically give free ultrasounds to people in this area, and it's a mobile device, or it's a she has like a band to do it or something. So I'm going to get in contact with her and maybe we could get something out of it for next semester.
Senator Blair.
Is this all with Mr. Hernandez or just all the in general?
Yeah. Well,
they are used for other issues.
No, I'm not aware. She has an ultrasound machine, so I'm sure it could be used for anything ultrasounds are used for.
All right.
So I have a couple things. Firstly, I'm going to be meeting me and Senator Blair, and I will be meeting with John Sabre, who is the Assistant Director for Environmental Programs. That's going to be on behalf of SSW. We're going to be talking to him about how the university is doing, kind of our output in that regard, how it can be improved. Working with Chief Justice Ikeda in regards to substantial changes in his branch. That's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. And in regards to the College of Science, Senator Barry and Senator Feng and I, we had a volunteer event, and so going forward, I feel like we're going to want to set up future ones and kind of like a big one for next year.
Awesome. Senator Fuller?
So I went to another one of the undergraduate research forum meetings, which went really well, so I made a pretty good turnout. And then I've also been teaming up kind of with Scott Manson, going to Psi-110 classes, doing a little outreach for ASU and things like that. And finally, I'm going to be working with him probably to write some of the bills or resolutions for those scholarships he came and talked to us about.
Awesome. Senator DeVault?
And so I have a meeting with a number of people from the Planning and Construction Services, Engineering Services, Parking Services, even Police Services on behalf of SFW just to discuss some of like lighting issues in North Campus, which will save where we left off with crosswalk safety last session. That's going to be Monday from 2:30 to 3:30. If anyone wants to come, just let me know. Also, I'm going to start working on the
centers about interest, just as a liaison position for academics. I'm also working with Senator Kohler, other side of you, and for the undergraduate research forums for that, and then just looking into the lighting on North Campus with Senator Duvall.
Awesome. Senator Fang, did you have a comment about Senator Duvall's report?
I did, yeah. New speaker to Senator Duvall. Did you ever get any updates on the meeting report?
Oh, yeah. He has not emailed me back. When I met with him last, he was going to get a quote from whomever they had originally gotten forward to. He was just going to let us know what the prices were, but he's not gotten back.
Senator Vaughn?
I'm sure I'm going to have some legislation to work on for government operations, but I'm going to be starting over Thanksgiving break, getting everything planned for the basement to hold final study sessions. And they're interested in having teaching assistants, and if your teachers are interested coming in, I don't know if you guys have been there, they have a lecture hall like in the basement, so you can reserve times and have study sessions. So if you want to reach out to teachers that you think would be interested in that, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm just starting that. Oh, also, if you want to brainstorm some ideas of something funny to call it, I don't know what to call, like, finals in the basement. But yeah. All right, that's it for me.
Senator Bradley?
Okay, so by the time we get back from break, my resolution will be completed for It's On Us. I know I've been saying that. And then we're also going to be looking and getting all those basketball games kind of set up. Also, PacFit, we are releasing on November 28th, so that's like right when we get back. So there's going to be a lot of work to be done between now and then, kind of like on a marketing standpoint. So just kind of like supporting Inkblot and Corey's videos and things like that. And contacting our ambassadors throughout that time. And what else am I doing? Yeah, so that's what I'll have done in the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Senator T. Jackson?
Cool. So in terms of university affairs, I'm going to spend next week reaching out again to both the Multicultural Greek Council and the DRC and hopefully set up a meeting time where I can talk face-to-face with representatives from there, so hopefully more updates on that next Senate meeting, and then also just waiting on new assignments for government operations, and other than that, more things coming soon.
Any questions?
So currently waiting for registration and everything to, or as registrations are closing, going to be focusing on trying to contact a lot of advising centers for different colleges to try to see if we can figure out a more unified system. It's something we've been talking about in the Committee on Academics. So we're going to be trying to reach out to them. They've been completely slammed with advising, so haven't been able to do that yet.
Speaker Pro Tem
Jackson? I'm really excited for kind of revising the SAS this Friday because there's a few pieces of legislation that I've been looking out for that. They're mostly clerical errors, so it will be really good to get those out of the way and just make our governing documents so pristine. But then again, I'm going to be working with Director Rojas on that accessibility legislation, which I'm really excited for. I've also started helping to work on TEDx, which is also exciting. And I have a few meetings set up to talk with people about different higher education policies or possible pieces of legislation pertaining to higher education for this legislative session. So hopefully the Committee on Public Affairs can start writing resolutions for those. And another thing that I've been thinking about a lot is if ASU1 wants to create its own BDR to pass through the legislature, that's something that kind of has to happen now because they have due dates to submit those. So I've been doing a little bit of my own research, but of course if anyone has any ideas, but for different things, and I was thinking maybe something that supports our push towards civic and democratic engagement. I've been looking into like things like automatic voter registration or just different ways that we can improve accessibility to absentee ballots for students. So if you have any input, please let me know. But with that, now that we know who our elected officials are, for this legislative session. We can start talking to them and getting their expertise and opinions, and hopefully then get something sponsored if that's something we want to pursue. I also kind of had this idea, but I talked to Senator Henderson about it a little bit, how we have NSURG, but a lot of times people have the perception that that's mostly STEM-based, even though, like, there are opportunities for liberal arts majors, maybe creating something more casual, like a university think tank where students can, you know, submit their opinions, and it would still be kind of a scholarly thing, but not peer-reviewed. We still have to work out some of the logistics. I've been looking at different schools that have think tank sponsored, but maybe we can model something after that, but I think that would be something cool to implement. So working with the committee on academics on that would be one of my goals, too, over the next couple weeks.
All right. So last week, I attended the diversity monologue, and a lot of good conversation came out of it. It was packed. Oh, whatever. People can't even sit in chairs. There were 70 people in the GSL, and the GSL fits like 30 comfortably. And President Johnson was there. It was cool because a lot of the staff were sitting on the ground. So I was like, you never see these kind of people sitting on the ground. And one of the things we really talked about that I really liked is, like, regardless of how elections have went or not and what people care, a lot of the things that's being spread around on this campus is still a lot of hate. A lot of people are still calling a lot of different minority members and comparing them to animals. Like, black people got compared to baboons. Someone on Yik Yak said, why do black people always walk around in packs or whatever? Like, what does that even mean? And then a student in her class, they were talking about the election, and one of the students stood up and said, all right, she's a part of the QSU and said, well, when you get converted, you won't feel this way. And then, so it's just a lot of really stupid things that are still happening around campus, still based around the elections, and I really hate it. God help him when Kim Thomas gets a hold of him, so, yeah.
Are there any questions? All right, Senator Eschenbaum.
This Friday, I will be attending the Night of All Nations to hopefully meet some different constituents of my college, especially international students, and kind of get their perspectives on some of the things that ACM is working on. Our committee will be focusing more on policies, so hopefully, especially over the break, we'll be able to be reviewing those and starting to see what's being drafted to be sent to the legislature. And then I've also been working with Chief Justice Brucetta on different higher education law programs and his involvement with the dean from my college and the path to law school.
Are there any questions? All right, Senator Anderson.
I'm excited to work with Speaker Pro Tem Jackson on that idea. I think it's a really good one, and it would be interesting to have. I think that students should have even more ways to get their work and ideas out there, and ASUN is like a great outlet for that and whatnot. And then besides that, yeah, just restructuring the committee. The academics committee, like, really needs it. We're going to almost
Probably pack this stuff, so trying to plan a fun run for it, so probably just more of that. Yeah, that's it, other than good luck, so.
Alright, Senator Fink.
So I'm trying to work between clubs and orgs and Ultra right now regarding how we can encourage students or ASU recognized clubs to purchase their shirts through the Ultra instead. I'm meeting with Director Long on Monday at 2:30 to see if there's some way maybe we can incentivize clubs. And also meeting with Director Dubay to see what they can do regarding turnaround time and pricing for our students. And then also around maybe mid-December, I'm working with Director Rojas regarding creating a scholarship for diverse groups of students to study abroad. The reason being why we're waiting on it is because we are waiting for statistics from the USAC.
Senator Brother.
Is there any way, or through the speaker to Senator Fang, is there any way we can, like, require clubs to do the first round of refusal with that resolution? Like, they're ASUN funded, so if they're getting t-shirts with that money, shouldn't it go through? Like, their first round of refusal goes to the wool shop, and the wool shop says no, then they can go somewhere else.
Senator Fang.
So with that, it would just be with how comfortable Director Long is with putting that inside his policy manual. That's something I definitely want to bring up to him. And I think, and I know we talked about how maybe we can get give students more dollars per share if they go to a workshop. So we'll be looking at kind of statistics regarding how much of that tier money gets used every year.
Senator Blair.
I think that would only apply really if you get funding through ASUM, because I think a lot of clubs, they just buy t-shirts out of their club dues or something like that, so that'd be a different issue. And I think if you just do the like incentives, I think you'd see better turnout from the clubs than kind of make a policy.
Senator Kirby.
Yeah, if I'm not wrong, I think that's what she meant, and what we had talked about is that if they're going in front of the club, in front of the commission to request funding for t-shirts, that then there would be either a first letter of refusal to the wool shop or some sort of incentive, so that instead of getting $6 or $8 a shirt, you can get $10 a shirt if you go to the wool shop rather than somewhere else, because then the money's just going straight back into ASU.
Senator Blair.
Would the incentive still apply if they're not using ASUN money? Okay, so they'd have to get funding through ASUN to get that incentive?
So the incentive would just be changing how much funding they get. Mm-hmm. So instead of, I think it's currently $6 or $8 per shirt, it'd be kind of something like that.
Senator
Wong. Just an idea, could we also look at these kind of rights if they want to use their own funding just to encourage them to more spend it at the workshop?
Senator
Fang. That's something I'll bring up to you, Director Wong, but I'll see
that. All right. Senator Bradley.
When is that meeting again with Director Wong?
Senator Fang.
Monday at 2:30.
Senator Smith.
Cool. All right. So basically, kind of the big thing that I'm focused on right now is working with Elizabeth Wong from the Packagership Grant Program, just basically kind of laying out a blueprint of what we want to focus on statistic-wise to make sure that we're measuring the success of the program so that it can fit the long-term goals we have with it. So we're basically going to be formulating some additional questions that will be able to help us more in what we hope to achieve. And then other than that, we're in legislation for Senator Jordan here every week. Fun time if you guys want to request some legislation. I suggest having GovOps.
Alright, Senator Berrigan.
This last week, I was really happy to watch the Veterans Luncheon be a good success, just because I know Senator Eschenbaugh put so much effort into it, and just the hand that I had in helping make it happen. I'm just glad that there was no critical failures. so that was really good. A couple of the constituents went really well. I remember Senator Bradley kept saying that free hot cocoa, and I was like, well, technically, $5 per credit. But what I'm currently working on with Senator Nakamala and Senator Fang is that we're trying to, I think they touched up on how we had a service event, and I went and talked to the Science 110 course, and just kind of trying to increase turnout at our service events, and just figuring out how to work with our college and attract people out there is just a big challenge for us, and hopefully it might have a piece of legislation presented pretty soon. Just because I don't know how much you guys love legislation.
The best. Alright, so we're now moving to agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements? Could you say
question, are we not hearing the legislation from the interns?
No, I already discussed why, and I can tell you why afterwards again, too.
I thought you meant legislation, sorry.
No.
The interns, not legislation room tonight, is what I'm clarifying.
Speaker President Jackson.
That will happen at their meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.
Senator Smith.
I forgot one last thing. Also, after I looked at the data with Elizabeth Bond, looked at the allocation of internships per college, just expect me to be reaching out to you if your college had some number that was just like super high, super low, that was kind of an outlier, so that we could figure out what's going on. That's pretty much it.
All right. Moving into agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Director Beattie.
Hey everyone, I just have a couple of quick things.
part of it was for them. I probably should have done it the first.
Just make sure all the interns, and I think you've already done this, have signed their volunteer paperwork. It's just helped protect the students so that they know if they're doing something for the university, if anything happened, what happened. Almost everyone's done the government assessment. I have four senators who haven't. I also have three programmers, so Anna Rocco, Erica Bickle, Jacob Thomas, Donovan Kohler, John Arcidi, Noel Crooks, and Paul McElroy. Please, it's been a week since October 15th, so it's been a long time.
Please.
Everyone else has done it.
It's been a long
time. And then Senator Chu, Senator Cook, and Senator Taylor, please meet me after Senate.
Oh.
You're all in trouble. You're not in trouble. But please meet me after Senate.
God, what is going on? It's you guys.
Is there any other public comment? All right, I adjourn this meeting at 6:22.